CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called on both China and Laos to channel more of their cooperation toward the public welfare sector. The visiting Chinese leader has made the suggestion while attending the foundation laying ceremony for a Chinese-backed hospital in the Laotian capital, Vientiane. The project includes the expansion of the existing Mahasot Hospital, as well as the building of new medical facilities. It is expected to be completed in 2021. During his time in Vientiane, Xi Jinping has also met with his Laotian counterpart, as well as the family of late Laotian leader Quinim Phocina. He and Xi Jinping studied at the same school for a time in Beijing. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has called for quicker construction of an East Asia Economic Community. Addressing leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, as well as Japan and South Korea in Manila, the Chinese Premier says it is time to push forward the concept amid the rise of anti-globalization and trade protectionism. He notes that East Asia is now one of the world's most dynamic and promising regions in terms of development. East Asia contributed 44% to world economic growth last year. Chinese and U.S. troops are now taking part in training exercises connected to humanitarian relief and disaster responses on the U.S. West Coast. The week-long exercises in Portland are to be held in three stages. They are consisting of tabletop exchanges, command post exercises, and field maneuvers. Troops from both sides are practicing water service helicopter rescue scenarios, as well as debris and narrow space rescue operations and the fast building of pontoon bridges. The drills are part of an exchange program between the two militaries, first launched in 1997. An extradition of a U.S. fugitive to the United States from China has been carried out. It's the first following U.S. President Donald Trump's state visit earlier this month. The unnamed suspect has been handed over to U.S. law enforcement officers in Shanghai. This is the fourth fugitive China has transferred to the U.S. this year. It's been reported the suspect is wanted for stealing cars, reportedly moving to Shanghai in late 2009. As part of Trump's visit last week, Beijing and Washington agreed to enhance cooperation and law enforcement, including fugitive extradition. Chinese authorities say the country stands ready to offer assistance to the quick-hit regions in Iran and Iraq. At least 445 people are dead in Iran following Sunday's 7.3 magnitude quake, which hit on the Iran-Iraq border. Over 7,000 others are listed as injured in Iran. Iraq's death toll officially stands at 7, with over 500 others hurt. Chinese President Xi Jinping earlier sent condolences to his counterparts in both countries. A new Chinese meteorological satellite has been put into orbit. The Fengyun 3D was launched earlier this Wednesday from a satellite launch center in Shanxi. It's one of China's second generation of polar orbiting meteorological satellites, which can provide global three-dimensional all-weather and multispectral remote sensing images. The satellite will form a network with the Fengyun 3C satellite, which was launched in 2013. Authorities expect the new satellite will improve weather forecasting as well as the monitoring of greenhouse gases. Five people are dead as well as two children wounded following a shooting near an elementary school in Northern California. Local officials say shooting spree began around 8 a.m. Tuesday morning in a community around 130 kilometers north of the state capital, Sacramento. It ended at an elementary school. Local police shot and killed the suspect. Reports are suggesting as many as 100 shots were fired toward the elementary school before police took down the suspect, who authorities have yet to identify. The latest orbital ATK Cygnus cargo shipment has successfully arrived at the International Space Station. Among the equipment on board is the new hybrid solar power panel and a solar communication antenna meant to send and receive messages across vast distances both to Earth and to deep space. This is the eighth of 10 planned missions through 2018 in orbital space station resupply contract with NASA. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.